Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode not four, 237.
That's a little more than four?
Just a little. Just
233 more than four.
Right. Just a few. Not that much. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm here, mentally, physically, emotionally.
And Fozzie has returned.
That was terrifying. Hello.
And Jeff is here.
I'm here. Physically.
Physically.
Just physically. He's not mentally here.
Not mentally.
I don't remember the last time Jeff was here mentally. Emotionally, all the time.
Fozzie went to a convention.
Went down under.
Pretty sure that's not where you went. I didn't realize PAX Australia was this weekend, but
Hello.
You went to PAX South, so
pretty far south, yeah, in good old San Antonio, home of what people call the Alamo.
Did you see the Alamo while you were there?
Yeah, because it's in downtown, and it's like,
were you disappointed because it's very, very tiny?
It's, yeah, I don't know, like, I didn't have high hopes for it, so I was like, okay. But yeah, it's literally a 5-minute walk from barracks to the church, and that's the only two things that are left over, so. It's, I guess, cool to have a piece of history there right in downtown, but, yeah, it's pretty small. Not very big.
So what was PAX South? It's a weird time of the year to have a convention.
It was. So, you know, I got to the convention center, and I mean, I'm sure most people that have listened to podcasts are familiar with PAX, and it's just a gaming convention, and they decided, hey, this is going to be our first time ever in San Antonio. So I was like, all right, never been to San Antonio. PAX South seems like a neat idea. First off, Texas was really cold. It was colder there than it was in Seattle. Then the first 2 days of rain. I was like, what in the hell is going on here? But yeah, I think, okay, so I guess I don't really remember the first PAX East. I think I went to that one as well. But even that one I felt was larger than this one. I think that people were nervous and they didn't know what to expect with it. So it almost felt like a trade show or something. There's no like big monster statues or anything like that. It seemed like a little low end, like low cost, you know. So
that does sound a little bit like PAX East, the first one, because it was right. it was in that weird like the first PAX East was in that weird convention center, which was really tiny, and the show floor was split up into like two ballrooms and
that was it. Like, I mean, it was cool because I mean they actually. No, you had the show floor, then you had above you the theaters and everything like that. But as far as PAXs go, that was probably the worst one I went to in terms of quality by far. But yeah, we'll see as far as what they have to do for next year. Maybe they'll find different conventions there, I'm not sure. But yeah, it's still always good hanging out with people. As far as a couple of new games that at the very least, kind of, I got a little bit more information on. I checked out Dreadnought quite a bit, and that game looks awesome.
This is the... It's like a fleet combat game?
Yes. It's like you are a cruiser, kind of, like, bigger type of ship. And I'm not sure as far as the premise, whether you stay with that, or you upgrade it, or you just buy new ships outright, but, like, the combat itself looked a lot of fun. Just recently, there's just been this like influx of space combat games coming in, and it's great. Like, I'm really excited. I saw that, and then Rogue Galaxy, which I believe was made by some of the Diablo guys. Okay, maybe. But that's another kind of like spaceship-esque like type of game, space combat. Besides that, honestly. Elite Dangerous was there, and it had like one of the biggest like one of the biggest like boosts there too. So I'm like, what the hell? But there was a I don't know what to call it. It's not really a MOBA. It's kind of like Team Fortress meets MOBA. But I think it's called Gigantic. And that game actually looked pretty fun. Kind of you have a hero and you level him up, but kind of has the behind the shoulder like third person view. And yeah, that was fun, but we were playing against really good teams with our ass. So yeah, I don't know. Anything else you want to know about PAX in general there?
Doesn't sound very substantive.
I mean, that's the thing is that it was great because it kind of showcased indie games, but it wasn't like a big Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo presence at all that I felt. It looked like a lot of just like, you know, again, indie games, MOBA games, League of Legends, all that type of stuff. So,
yeah, like as I said, it just seems like a really weird time to have
a
show because it's not like PAX East is normally like end of March,
right,
early April, and you're just a couple months out from E3, so you start getting that pre E3 buzz.
Sure.
And now we're like still 5 months out from E3, so.
Yeah.
PAX East is only 2 months away.
Right, yeah. It's a weird time in general. I understand, you know, they don't want to, like, smack dab it right in that summertime, right before, like, E3 and everything, but I don't know. I feel like I don't know what the future's going to hold for PAX South.
I mean,
it's good that, you know.
Were there a lot of people there, or?
I think there's, like, the numbers were like 40,000-50,000. I was definitely able to walk around. I never felt like smushed. It was actually pretty nice. Like, again, everything just felt like it was a first pack, and essentially it was. And you were just, you know, you're able to sit down or whatever. And my Wi-Fi was my internet was actually working. I could actually get phone calls inside the convention center. Never happens when you have like PAX Prime.
Did they still have like the big board game area? And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so they had the tabletop area. And then yeah, of course, like upstairs they had like small little rooms that were at like Screw Attack, and I mean they had all the good, some decent panels out there too. But I mean, again, I don't know if I'm going to go back to PAX South. I think that if I had to choose between East or South in the future, which it seems like for most people that if you're not in the gaming industry, there's really no reason to go to both.
Well, like even some of the gaming industry, like Giant Bomb only sent like a few guys down.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was like a skeleton team.
Yeah, so.
And that's kind of how it was for everyone. Like no one really wanted to send like their whole team. Yeah, it's. I mean, again, it's the first one, so they didn't know what to make of it. So, you know, I'm hoping it does good so that people in the southern states like are able to go somewhere and they can actually drive to it, you know, potentially. So, I hope it succeeds. You know, why not?
Yeah, I certainly don't want it to fail. But sounds like maybe. Save my money for PAX East next year instead.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go PAX East 2016, crew.
There. I don't believe that there were many announcements that came out of PAX South either. Was the Borderlands collection, was that announced before PAX South?
I don't know. Homeworld, right? That was announced.
Right.
More remasters.
But not Homeworld 3. Just the remasters, the first two.
Hey, I'm excited for it. I loved Homeworld. That was like
I'm pumped. I'm all over that one.
Yeah.
Give me my Homeworld.
Well, we have not talked news in a bit. So I'm assuming that there might be some out there.
Oh yeah, there's a news or story or 50.
So what do we got, Tony?
Well, let's see. Where do we want to start? Do we want to start with sales figures? Because we got
yeah,
a bunch of stuff.
Out.
No.
Jeff doesn't want to hear the sales figures.
I know what's coming.
Are they depressing, okay. Jeff?
Get it out of the way now.
Hey,
out of the way now.
Hey, the Wii U lifetime is now up to 9.2 million units shipped.
That's pretty good.
In the last quarter, the Xbox One shipped 6.6 million units.
Another comparison I saw was that 9.2 is about half of the lifetime sales of GameCube. And GameCube was a pretty disappointing system in terms of sales. And, you know, we're pretty far in the Wii U's lifespan now.
Yeah,
you know?
We are.
It's kind of like another year or two, you know what I mean? So,
see ya.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, I know people think that Nintendo's immortal because they do have those games, but seriously, if the trend keeps going the way it is, I don't know.
Interestingly, Nintendo for the quarter didn't meet their sales figures, their sales projections.
No shit.
But they beat their revenue projections.
Well, that's impressive.
Because the value of the yen has fallen so much against the dollar.
Oh shit!
So they're selling stuff in America, and when they when they convert it, it's making them money. Weird.
So it's a good thing that at least someone is buying it here.
Yeah, and I mean it's not. Did okay.
I guess that's one. I believe they were somewhere
dollars.
Around 6% of new console sales in the fall.
Yeah, I'd really like. I mean, this is a weird comparison because it's a new system, but I'd really like to see what their numbers are like next to 360 and PS3, because it's on the same level of power as those systems. So. Mm-hmm. I figure, like Microsoft said, that the 360 sales have definitely dropped off. So,
right, but nobody's developing games for those systems anymore. You know,
true, that's true.
Nobody's developing games for the Wii U, except for Nintendo. So.
I mean, but yeah,
I don't know. They're getting by. They have the 3DS business, and yeah. No, the big games that come out for Wii U do sell well. Like they're selling.
No, I understand.
Right.
I'm just thinking, like, at what point can you just? Is there enough money that a Microsoft or Sony could throw at Nintendo?
I don't
know. No, because as Jeff said, like the 3DS is still massively popular.
Well,
like,
how about you just make 3DS games? But you could still.
I'm wondering if what.
In 9 months last year, Nintendo moved 7 million 3DS systems.
I'm not saying that 3DS is not like their bread and butter at this point, but I'm just saying that. Could they essentially just say, okay, hardware titles, PS4, like, give us, you know, $200 million?
They're already in development on their next console. Like,
oh, yeah. There's no way they're not.
They're not giving it up.
I mean, the rumors are that it's going to be like a hybrid, right? Like a handheld console thing. So it's like you'd be able to do both.
Well, Wii U is kind of a step in that direction, you know. So like, I see that.
Yeah, like jumping even further out, though.
Yeah.
Kind of like having like a portable Wii U. Like,
that would be awesome.
It would be like, basically, it would be like a 3DS Wii U combo thing. So that would be pretty cool. Like if that's where they're going.
Let's just pick it up and play. Oh, could you imagine?
You have to do a slightly Pokemon, smaller controller,
like,
though. I think.
Just playing like Pokemon on the big screen or Monster Hunter. Oh, days, I dream.
Well, I don't get why they don't do Monster Hunter 4 on Wii U. That's
Let's not talk about that because that'll just upset me.
But there's a very distinct reason why they're not doing it on Wii U. It's because they want to sell copies of it.
Right.
Yeah, but
right.
I mean, is the port? Are they going to lose money? Can we just start a Kickstarter for Nintendo?
I'm sure that would work out well. Apparently, okay. So there was a former Nintendo executive. The guy who was heading up their indie reach out program, who was talking sometime last month about the hierarchy at Nintendo, and how there's a large number of executives who are like 60 years old and don't understand the internet, and they all have veto power over all of Nintendo's projects, and it's crushing any ability of the company to innovate or adapt to the new gaming environment.
Mm. Oh, gotcha.
Are we surprised by this? Like, really?
I think they're starting to change, though. I mean, they have...
Based on what?
I mean,
they've definitely... Online multiplayer is becoming standard on their games, and... Like, the only thing that's, like, really a huge setback from other systems is, like, online chat is not a standard, I guess. But then again, like, I don't really use... I barely plug in my mic on Xbox One, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you've always been, like, a solo player. Like, as far as, like, the general demographic, though, I think it hurts to know that.
Like, I don't know. I would really like playing, like, Smash or Mario Kart. I would like to be able to talk directly to, like, we play Mario Kart.
It has a microphone system.
It's
like
it's just
when you play Monster Hunter, you can talk the whole time you're playing it.
Why it's one of my favorite games.
Nintendo themselves just, like, don't utilize it that way.
But that's they're not doing anything correct, really, but, like... They are embracing things like, you know, online play, DLC. Like, DLC is becoming kind of standard for their games, you know? So, I don't know.
Hooray! No,
like,
but
I
think, though, that they might be going too slow at a pace. They're always going to be a step behind. Like, they're just getting these things. And the problem is that they do have, like, great technology, but they're not utilizing it correctly. Like you said, that little thing, Monster Hunter, maybe that's what made it, like, so great, was being able to do that on the fly. You have that ability with the gamepad. It upsets me because I feel like this. If I'm thinking these things, they should be thinking these things because they get paid to do that.
It's like we've said before. It's like Pokemon Snap. Like the controller is
like
built for that game.
Any sort of camera, like use like some virtual reality shit, like the HoloLens for. They could be doing that with Nintendo's gamepad right now. Ah, it's. Aggravating.
Never know. Things could be on the way.
That's like waiting for Conker. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, Miyamoto could have a dream and like become a reality.
Miyamoto will never have a dream.
Well, kind of on the subject of Nintendo hardware, it's kind of like going off on a tangent a little bit. I tried out the new 3DS at GameStop. They like have a little demo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's nice to have like a little second stick there. It's like a tiny little nub that barely feels like it moves at all.
Yeah, I heard it's like not... if you had like a I'm trying to think of the laptop, but there's ones that used to have like the little nub in it.
Yeah,
it's like that. Oh
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
No, but it was cool because the demo they have is Majora's Mask, which looks really good on it, but like just being able to rotate the camera without having to fuck around with anything, or like, you know, just it, you know, functioned as that second stick. That was cool, you know.
Oh God, that should have been from the get go. Okay,
I know it's a little thing. And the other thing is, dude, I'm like thinking about getting it because, like, I have a 3DS XL. It's the Zelda one. But you could sell your Vita towards it and get $100 towards it. So I don't ever play my Vita ever. Like I couldn't tell you. Probably it's been over a year since I touched it.
Sure. Yeah, might as well get it for what, like $80 then? What was it?
I think
200.
I think it's 200. So okay. I get it for $100. You know. Yeah. Now, granted, it's not like a huge upgrade. Like they still play the same games essentially. But like I think certain games like Xenoblade on it will only work on the new 3DS.
Yeah,
so.
There are going to be new 3DS only games.
Oh, yeah, so kind of pushes me in that direction a little bit.
Oh, don't fall into it. You're just
up
it's
until
nice, dude. It's nice.
Up until how many Xenoblade and like four other games are the only games that are ever new 3DS games.
Fuck that. I will not. You know what? I like my Pokedex 3DS.
Yeah.
Wait, it is.
Jeff, you're right. I don't know that, but But I also remember the DSi, and, oh, we're going to release a bunch of DSi games, and, like, they released, like,
did they really say that?
Yeah, like, it was the same type of thing where you couldn't, you lost, like, the backwards compatibility with the Game Boy Advance games because they needed to pull that part out, and and then they were like, we're going to have DSi-only games, and they released, like, two on the eShop, and that was it. Like, nothing ever came out for it.
Yeah, probably because they understood the business of it.
I'm trying, what was different about the DSi than the DSi?
It had the camera.
It had the camera.
How many variations of the DS have you bought?
It was funny, though. Me, I would, this would be my third. I've been pretty conservative about it. I had a regular 3DS, and then I got the 3DS XL.
Oh, no, I'm talking the same system three times, and that's conservative.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's not conservative at all. You bought three out of the four variations that they...
No, no, I bought... All right, I had a very original DS.
Yes.
And then I got a 3DS. Like, okay. I don't think I ever had a DS Lite.
Okay.
And then the XL.
And I'd say the 3DS is a... I mean, it's a different system than...
Oh, yeah, it's a huge... Like, it's like,
no,
yeah,
yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. I mean, obviously, you can't even play DS games on the 3DS, right?
No, you can play DS games. You can't play 3DS games on a DS.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's
okay.
The cartridges are a bit smaller, too, I think, and they don't have that like little notch on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Now, is this the same type of upgrade? I don't think so, but it was funny as fuck when I went to GameStop. The guy was trying to sell me on it. He's like, dude, the loading times on Smash Brothers, they're normally like 30 or 40 seconds. Not on this. I was like, oh boy. You know? like that's worth $200 right there. Save myself 40 seconds. But at the same time, once I like
time
put
is
it
fresh.
In my hand, I'm like, That little nub there, I like it.
You liked it, though, like the nub.
I like the little nub.
Okay. That's nice.
At least you can find it. Not everybody can.
Sure. was there any other sales figures?
God, I hope
not. Well, interestingly, there aren't any sales figures from Sony. Because they were forced to delay their quarter one sales report because of the hack.
Oh.
Shitty. Ass shut.
Yes. Most of the information gained in the hack, by the way, was from Sony Pictures Entertainment and not from Sony Computer Entertainment, which, you know, makes PlayStation and all that stuff.
Right.
But it still screwed their financials up so completely that they're like, we're going to need an extra 6 weeks to deliver on this information. So we don't really know how well Sony did this fall yet.
They did come out and say that they like sold a shit ton of them in December. But that was worldwide. They gave like a worldwide number.
Right.
Like right after Microsoft had come out and said, hey, we won December in the U.S., that Sony was like crotch chopped, and we're like, "Yeah, well, we beat you in the world." Like, okay, great. Whose dick is bigger?
Right.
Hey man, you got to appease the investors.
It's true.
Right. Right.
But Sony's not appeasing them so much because they, the investors don't care how many consoles you sold. They care how much revenue you made, and Sony didn't really set amount.
Yeah, Microsoft did make money, even if like the devices division isn't making a ton of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Microsoft made a truckload of money as a corporation.
Ching.
Sony, on the other hand,
yeah,
not so much.
No, like and the set, like it's the kind of the reverse with Sony, right? Because like the PlayStation division is like racking up stuff, but everything else is taking a shit.
Right.
Their TVs, and none of it's good.
Although they did start their hack settlement process.
Oh, for the what was it, back in 2010 or 2011?
Yeah, when they were hacked in 2011,
yeah.
They promised a bunch of things, including several games, which you may or may not have gotten already, And if there were any out-of-pocket expenses for identity theft claims, or if anyone wanted to remove the money from their PSN account and just stop using the PSN altogether, they're entitled to that money. So Sony is now fulfilling those claims, you know, 3.5 years later.
Perfect. Cool. I did hear that if you bought a Vita at some point, there's also going to be some sort of settlement there because they lost a class action lawsuit or something on that end for some sort of whatever, and you'll get like $50 or something back because I guess they oversold it or overpriced it or something. Oh, that'll nice. That'll be coming at some point. So,
cha-ching!
Right,
Vita paying off, baby. Vita
finally. Yeah. You can use that $50 to buy Vita games.
Right. See, why do I even buy Vita game or like PlayStation Portable games?
At this point, I kind of just like I look and see. All right, is it cross buy with like another game somewhere on the PS4? If it is, I'll get it. Like, because then maybe I'll play it. I won't, but maybe I'll play it.
I won't.
So true. The other sales figure I have is for Days or DayZ. I honestly have no idea how it's supposed to be pronounced. Game is still in early access.
Is it?
Yeah, and is supposed to be for some time this year. Has now sold more than 3 million copies.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, not finished yet, but 3 million copies.
And there's ultimately no guarantee that it will ever actually be finished, yeah.
Why even finish at that point?
Right. What's the incentive for him to...
I got my money. Play this shit.
You seem to be enjoying it for fucking 2 years anyway. Why not just... You said it's still an alpha. Why not just release it and be like, well, it's done, baby.
It's funny because the guy who originally did the mod for DayZ has already left Bohemia Interactive. He doesn't work for them anymore. He started his own studio. He's out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, that's great. He's like, I'm going to take all this money.
I'm taking this money and bye. I'm moving to Australia or New Zealand. That's what he did. He's...
I would do the same goddamn thing.
How can you not? Like, right. I can get out of this place, going somewhere nice. Goodbye forever. I'll be hanging out with my new friends. All right. We have Microsoft news. Microsoft announced a bunch of stuff. The big thing was Windows 10. Get excited. So there is no Windows 9, if you were frightened.
Yeah, did you hear why there's no Windows 9?
I probably blasted that bit of information out of my memory.
I don't know how true. I heard this on the Giant Bombcast this week, but evidently it's because legacy Windows uses Windows 9 as a search string.
Oh.
So for them to not make a problem with like old legacy software, they need to skip it.
Oh, great! I guess it's nice that they did that instead of, you know,
right. Instead of breaking everything.
Windows 10 will allow you to do, among other things, stream directly from your Xbox One onto your PC.
I saw that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just don't know how much I'd use of it, but it seems pretty neat.
Other than that, I mean, I am still figuring out Windows 8, so...
Damn it, Napo. Well,
you'll get a free upgrade to 10,
you get
right?
Yes, yeah. If you have Windows 7 or Windows 8, you get a free upgrade to 10. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah. When does that happen?
When 10 releases?
Yeah, whenever 10 comes out, which I don't...
Okay. I think it's later this year.
Yeah. Cool. It's supposed to be sometime this year.
Yeah, it's in beta right now. So.
I can't believe they're going to give it a 7 as well. That's nice.
I think they probably want people to upgrade to it.
Sure.
So, dumping it out there and just being like, yeah, you don't have to pay us anything for it. Like, I wonder if maybe the licensing on individual sales of that, like how much people actually upgrade, and if it just made more sense to allow them to upgrade for free and make it on the back end somewhere else.
Right. And they also announced HoloLens.
That they did.
Hello.
All right. I'm assuming, Chris, you know a lot more about HoloLens than I do at this point. So you want to talk about that?
Sure. So have you guys ever used like the AR functionality on the 3DS or the Vita?
I did on the 3DS.
Yes, on the 3DS.
Yeah, it's on the Vita too, Jeff. But yeah, if you've used it on the 3DS, basically, like, you know, like, stuff would appear on, like, you'd be on your table, but you could, like, pull a Pikachu, and he'd appear on your table.
Again,
on the 3DS.
Pokemon Snap.
Right, like, something like that.
Do it, Nintendo. Do smart.
So, HoloLens is basically that mixed with, like, Google Glass. And it creates like AR images in your environment, but it also interacts with like Windows 10 or an Xbox One or whatever. So it's like implications for like game development there. I'm not really sure what it is. It just seems pretty cool. Like, I don't know how it'll work. It's not virtual reality, that's for sure. But,
it's augmented reality.
Yeah, augmented reality. So.
It looks cool. Like I
it,
like
it
the
does
promo,
look cool.
but just like the Kinect, that piece of fucking shit garbage, goddamn.
Oh, you guys are all about the Kinects.
I still love the Kinect. I still use it every day. Yes.
You do? You do?
Yeah, every day.
I don't use it for a goddamn thing.
I do as well, but when it works, it's fantastic. When it doesn't, it sucks. Fucking ass. So, is like, yeah, the HoloLens looks great on paper, but how is all this going to translate? That's the thing.
Well, it's like,
I'm nervous.
And is the, you know, the application for it even gaming related? Like, I mean, they showed Minecraft with it, but like, is that what they're actually like? They sold Kinect as like the next Wii, right? Like, and it wasn't quite that. Like,
right.
It did some cool things. Like, I still think it does some cool things. I like the Kinect games I have for the Xbox One, and I like the Kinect games I had for 360. But it definitely did not fulfill on like the initial sales pitch that they tried to sell to everybody.
Remember, you're gonna have like a little dog and or whatever the fuck. What was that fucking game?
It was a little boy, wasn't
it?
Milo. Yeah.
Whatever. Boy, dog, whatever. Same thing.
Same difference.
Close enough. It was a pet of some sort.
Peter Molyneux was fucking buttering you up on that shit.
Oh, man.
So here's the funniest thing about HoloLens, though, is that Peter Molyneux is like, Microsoft better not overpromise here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you shut up. You are the last person who should talk about overpromising.
Well, maybe he's just heeding. He's just passing on the warning.
He is the warning.
Here's the thing, though.
You look up overpromise in the dictionary, and oh, look, it's Peter Molyneux. How did he get in my dictionary?
Yeah,
get out of here.
Peter Molyneux. I think, though, if you look at it realistically, the HoloLens could be the future of just, like, maybe not gaming, but just in general. Like, imagine if you can walk down the street and you have a text message and Twitter feed and all that shit going on.
Well, I mean, right, and or it could really be that second screen functionality that like everybody's been trying to get, like with your tablet and everything. Right. The problem that I have with it is if I'm watching a TV show, I don't want to look down at my tablet to like interact with things, but if you could put it right in my face in like on a HUD, like right there, maybe that's the way to get around this. I still don't know if I want to do that, but if you can throw that into my face, like maybe that's the way to interact with that. Like, you know, you have Twitter there. If, you know, you pair it with Kinect and it has some voice recognition where you can like be talking to your Kinect and it's putting up what you want on Twitter, but you can like kind of follow it. And
if your brain wasn't overstimulated enough, here you go.
Like
everything is in your eye right now.
I mean,
right,
but that's
exactly.
Like every future movie you see that. Like that's kind of what we're getting to is we are in this future, this crazy world, and
you're like, yeah, you just see like geneticists like, look, it's the human genome, and like moving stuff around as they reach around the room.
Sure.
Sure. It's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy. It's a crazy world we live in, people.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be nuts because like you have Oculus coming out at some point this year.
Yeah,
Morpheus at some point. HoloLens, like we're in a weird time for tech.
I'm by it all.
And like virtual reality, it was like when we played it, like first play, like 15, 20 years ago, it seemed like this will never catch on. This would never catch on.
I still don't know how much it's going to catch on, though.
No, you're right. Like as far as the mainstream, I'm not sure, but the Rift is just something special. Like there's just something so cool about that full immersion, just nothing around you but the video game. It's insane. It's definitely crazy.
Oh yeah, there are definitely like, I mean, just imagine like playing like a well running version of Dying Light on that thing.
Sure.
Like it'll be
sure
terrifying.
Yes. Oh, and I think honestly, yeah, it's going to bring in like a whole new level of just emotions and just feeling.
But to sell that to the mass public, you need to get it on their head. And
you get Oprah.
You have to get it on Oprah's face, and like
Oprah would do that. She's gonna be like, "Oh my god, this is crazy."
And if you can, then you could sell it to everybody else. But that's the thing. I don't know. Like, how do you get people to try this?
People will resist it at first. People will always resist it at first. They're going just like they do with video games. But the thing is that it creeps in. Like it's just. It slithers in. Like, if you look, I mean, even these phone games, as stupid as they are, they're still helping video games become mainstream.
Oh, yeah,
where
but there's a huge difference in, like, me being able to go, hey, check this game out and, like, hand you my phone.
Sure.
Whereas it's like, all right, hey, check this. Dude, this is, like, awesome.
Dude,
we're going to play
this
hard game.
On your head for
put this fucking contraption on your face.
Get some headsets and here.
You in.
Memorize
right.
The whole controller
it's
like configuration.
Like fucking lawnmower man. Put this like, thing on your face and just sit there.
I don't know. Like, I love the Virtual Boy. I must have been the only fucking person to like it. But like the fact that you just go in and you just dive into this red hell of death. But God, just Mario Tennis on that was the greatest game ever. I cannot tell you how many hours I played of that. Just in my own little world, just playing the Mario Tennis game. It's fun. It's fun just not being able to see the outside world. There's something awesome about that.
Yeah. So what else we got in news?
It's interesting to see this story on Joystick running their own the rumors of their own closure. apparently, AOL is shutting down some of its smaller internet offerings, among them Joystick. One less major gaming news site to go down. The site is still under operation. They haven't formally eliminated it yet, but it sounds like every sign is pointing to Joystick no longer existing, probably by the end of next month.
That's
crazy.
Like, I didn't go to Joystick all that much, but
no, I didn't either.
See, Joystick is like the site I go to for news.
It's more a news site than anything else.
I like it as it's got like the old like blog feel where you just like scroll down through and so you can get all the news stories of the day just by like scrolling down.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
Whereas a lot of other sites are a lot busier. They tend to like promote stuff. Like this is the important story, so it's at the top. So Joystick, you got a more like even-handed feel for the news. I mean, their editorial has gotten a lot weaker, and a lot of people have left the site. So,
is that where
Justin like, McElroy,
Justin McElroy, and Griffin McElroy were at?
Yeah. And I think they lost a lot when that happened. But I'll be sad to see Joystick go. I go there all the time.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, honestly. Just for me, like I feel that kind of the way that media is going is that you need personalities, you know. And I felt that Joystick, I didn't really know too many from there, as far as like the current staff. So
right,
you know, even if you look at IGN, like how, I mean, Greg Miller and all those guys were.
I don't know anybody over there. Anymore.
Like, yeah, you have Damon, I think, and Mitch Dwyer or Dyer.
Yeah.
They're like, they're the only people from like that. Not even like the first generation. It's like they came in around the time we were blogging.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's, I don't know.
Bozon, Cassidy, Cena gotta come back.
Yeah, I haven't been to IGN in quite a while now, so yeah. I like, you know, Kotaku and Polygon. Seems like Polygon's kind of like the go-to now.
I saw somebody talking, the Patreon for Miller and crew is up to 22K a month for their games one.
All that.
That's solid.
I'm nervous, like, I would be terrified, just like, what happens if this whole thing just goes to shit, like... I mean, it could just be a fad.
They could always get a job
right.
somewhere.
No, that's true. That's true.
Those guys will get hired by someone. So I think that's right. it more than anything. They're so well known. They're so well connected that they can afford to take this risk. That
yeah,
apparently is paying off. So.
Right. Sure, they're making 40K between the two that they've got. So
that's a month, right? Like that's that's fucking baller money right there.
They got four dudes. It's like an 8% cut that the site takes, and then they have all their overhead costs for
sure.
Yeah,
and like they're running a way bigger operation than we are. So like, you're talking way more bandwidth. Like it's not a cheap endeavor for them.
No,
I'm definitely not leaving my job.
I don't know though, man. Just eat cereal, stream some games, get paid like 60 a year.
Right, and like, and
you're right.
They're basically working out of like their apartments or houses.
Yeah, exactly. So
they're, you don't have like that overhead cost where you need to have an office space, and it's, I don't know, it's pretty crazy though.
It's yeah, you know, I guess they looked at it like this is that, you know, clearly they didn't want to be at the site their whole lives, and this could be a nice transition. They do this for what, like 2 or 3 years. They kind of maybe go back out there, but if they have, you know, if they're able to make it through, why not? But that's the thing, is that they depend on monthly consistent donations. It's not just 400,000 lump sum. This is that's what would scare me, is like, okay, you know,
right, like what if next month half of the people are just like, we're out, and like now all of a sudden
people are going to probably start looking at these bills and they're like, why the hell am I paying $80 a month for this shit?
Right.
You know, and just like, you know, and that shit adds up, you know, you lose like 1,000 people, that's probably like a few thousand bucks right there. So I would be kind of on my toes there.
I think
Patreon's at best like a great like side thing. You do something on the side, make use of that, but man, to make that your full-time job, that's
not... Yeah, I mean, more power to them. They
sure.
Great at taking a risk there. So.
Right, and like you said, like they can get hired tomorrow. Any website would...
Yeah, and I think I caught on Twitter that Greg Miller is doing like freelance stuff. Like he did some sort of hosting thing.
Yeah.
Outside
of... kids' birthday party.
They do like YouTube stuff too, though. So
yeah, but like he went and like he like did some like reality show thing where he like hosted it or whatever.
Yeah,
like, and outside of like their game company thing, so like they're, you know, they could still, as you said, get jobs outside of this. So
yeah, absolutely, I think so too. Anyways, yeah.
Anything else?
All right, we got Battlefield Hardline news, because I know you guys love Battlefield.
Yeah.
Actually, the two announcements. Number one is that Battlefield Hardline will be a part of the EA Access program.
Yay!
So you'll get your 6 hours.
Oh, okay. I was like, they're giving it away to start? That's awesome!
No, not quite that good of a news. But you will get 6 hours to try it, to see if you like it.
I could probably play through the campaign in that long.
Yeah, probably. Also, you get a chance to you know, make sure that it works before you actually put your money down. And the beta begins February 3rd.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like that whole 5 or 6 hour appeal that they've got going on with some of these games.
I think I wouldn't buy it without trying it first, honestly.
Yeah.
After my experience with Battlefield 4,
right.
There's no way I'm touching that game unless I have a chance to, you know, get in there and exactly. make sure that it works.
No, totally.
Yeah, and even outside, even if you were like, I love Battlefield, I know that they fucked up on the last two.
Right.
I'm gonna go for number three. Anyway, this isn't DICE. Like, it's the Dead Space guys making this game. So
yeah.
It's like, that's a little like, I mean, this is a Battlefield game not made by the Battlefield people, so that could be a little scary too.
Sure.
I wonder if they'll do Battlefront as part of EA Access.
That would be awesome.
I think they have to. I think that'll become typical for them. I hope it does.
Yeah, they should. All right. Well, so you guys going to try out the beta?
Sure.
I have too many games to play any betas right now.
I mean, it's... I'm sure you could spare a couple hours every now and then.
No! That's that. I have games that I will never, ever play if I don't play them.
Immediately? Just take one night off and play the beta, you son of a bitch.
But I can play like the retail release for free for 6 hours.
True.
Why would I play the beta?
Well, and the beta is.
I thought that's what you're talking about.
No. There's an actual beta coming out. Is it starting Monday?
I got you.
Yeah, maybe that's Tuesday. What I was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about all that, Chris. Let's just calm down. I need to wait for that 6 hours.
I'm gonna let Don play the beta.
Yeah. Pass the button.
You can write an impressions piece too.
Has anyone played the Halo Guardians beta by? I have not at all.
Well, it's over now. So
is it okay? Well,
yeah, you cannot play it anymore.
Sorry, Fonz, we both missed it.
Yeah, I played a ton of it. Like,
it looks good. I did play some of the alpha.
Funny enough, you can read my impressions on the site. So
there we go.
I took a bold step the other night. I deleted Halo off my hard drive.
The collection?
Yeah. Freed up half my hard drive.
Sure, that will do it. That is a huge install on there.
Yeah, that's what, like 55 gigs? Insane.
You should really get an external hard drive.
Do it.
Yeah, one
day. Join the crowd.
Yeah, one day. How about today? That's a good day for it.
Nah. And then reinstall Halo
bucks,
and play with me.
$100 and you will not have to worry about
our hey, did any of you guys get the Call of Duty expansion?
I am going to get the Call of Duty expansion.
It crossed my mind.
I'm sitting here going, I should get that because that game's really good.
And it seems
realistically, are you guys going to play it, though?
I played a lot of Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, I play it here and there. Like, I still play it. Like, I played it, like, probably last night. But, like, it seems decent. 4 maps plus the zombie mode, so it's like...
Yeah, the zombie mode does look fun.
And it's not the old zombie mode, either. It's more like, did you guys play any of the alien thing in Ghosts?
No.
So it's like a narrative type. Like, each expansion will have, like, a new episode in... And there'll be a story to it, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a point to.
So you're saying I don't get the full zombie mode with this purchase? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
You get the first episode of the zombie mode.
Oh, I see how that works. Very, very clever.
I mean, it's still. I mean, you could play it like that's if that's all you want to play. Like, you can just play that. Like, but you'll get more zombie mode if you want to. Get more map packs later on. The maps look cool too. The weird clown.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it looks cool. Yeah, so it's the thing though. It's like as soon as games start rolling out again, I'm not gonna really be playing Call of Duty. So it's like I don't know.
Call of Duty is one of those games you can just go back and jump in and play for a little bit though, and jump back out.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to pay $15 towards expanding that?
Yeah, it's like I could easily get by with what I have on it. I mean, it's a fun game, but I know there's gonna be a new one this year, so it's like I don't know. I'm on the edge on it.
Sure.
I got that big Game of the Year Kirby game coming out soon, too. So
okay,
so.
Calm down.
We got any other news?
I saved the best news for last.
Ooh.
They announced two new LEGO games today.
They did.
What?
Fist pump. LEGO Jurassic World.
Yes.
Cool.
I'm very excited for that one.
And LEGO Marvel's Avengers, based on the two Avengers movies.
I'm less excited for that one.
Isn't that already out? Like, isn't that the Marvel superheroes game?
No, LEGO Marvel Superheroes has nothing to do with the movies. It's not Avengers based.
Yeah, it's all just the Marvel heroes in their own adventure.
But whatever, dude. That's so stupid.
you're right. It is totally dumb. Have you ever played a Lego game storyline?
I have the Lego game. My girlfriend played 5 minutes and she said it was dumb. I was like, yeah, I know it is, right? Like, what the fuck?
Which Lego game do you have?
The Marvel one.
Oh, it's so good.
I played it for 5 minutes. It's like, this is kind of better because they're so boring, dude.
But if you only play for the 5 minutes, you're not even into the open world stuff.
You
haven't given that enough time. This is your fault, Hefe.
They're
you're denying yourself gloriousness.
Your opinion useless.
Your opinion does not count.
I played through almost all of the Star Wars like complete saga one. I know that was like the first Lego game, but still.
Oh god, yeah,
I love the Star Wars ones.
They're all.
I mean, I had fun with them, but they
all have the same mechanics. Like, it doesn't matter if you're playing the Marvel one or Lord of the Rings.
Oh no, the mechanics in the Marvel one are different from the other games.
Oh god,
they're like everybody has like moves. Hulk can do his smash move.
No, I don't know. That stuff's
some of the characters can fly. They all fly in different ways. It's great.
I think the original Lego Batman and the Lego Harry Potter ones might be the worst ones.
Yeah. The original Lego Batman, definitely. Definitely on that lower category. I'd put Star Wars ones there, too, though. Sorry, Chris.
I mean...
They started it all compared to
what is out now. Yeah, but it's like looking back on like when those first Lego games came out, like
they started the magic.
Yeah, it was so great. It's like these are awesome.
They were fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to go back and play it again, but like, they were good at the time.
You played one Lego game, you played them all, in my opinion.
Yeah. Uninformed, terrible opinion.
Yeah, they have expanded on the formula a bit.
I do own them. I will tweet you a picture of my Lego Marvel Superheroes for Xbox One.
I don't disbelieve that you have it. Do you have the achievement for finishing the first level?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, like you fight some sort of boss at the end of the first level. Like you have, I want to say you have Spider-Man and Hulk.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like you're... Like, oh, you can switch characters. Oh, you could do, yeah. You can do things like you can, like, break stuff like the other Lego games and then stand there and hold down the B button and, like, they'll put stuff together and then that solves the puzzle. And, yeah.
There's a little bit more to the Lego superhero
one. There's nothing.
All right. Well, whatever.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't mean to hate on it. It's just I have tried so many times with those games. I don't know.
I'm excited for the Jurassic World one.
Yeah.
Right. They have to have that music in it.
Right. I don't know anything about it. It's probably how many movies are there now?
Just
four
be the
or five?
Jurassic World is the fourth movie, so it should be all four, I think.
Do we need all four?
Oh,
no?
Boy.
No, we just need the first one and the new one.
Yep, like, it follows the stories of Jurassic Park, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3, and Jurassic World.
Jurassic Park 3 is not the worst thing ever, but you could skip it.
That's the one where they go back in time, and it's like the old Western, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
And they turn the train into a time machine.
Spoilers.
So that's not on your radar there, Jeff?
No. No.
Tony, when are those games coming out?
I don't see dates for these. I'm assuming one in the fall.
They take like 2 months to make. Don't worry about it.
I'm assuming the Avengers one will release alongside the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Oh, see, but
it
actually says fall
Avengers.
Avengers come out May, right?
And the Jurassic World is June.
So Jurassic World is going to come out around the same time as the movie. And then the Avengers will be after the movie.
Yeah. Hmm. I think that one can stand more on its own, though.
Yeah, you can't throw a Jurassic Park one out without the movie there.
Yeah.
I would get it, but that will be it. All right.
I got a couple.
Yeah, you got what? Some stuff?
Some smaller ones. Nintendo did like a forecast for their investors or whatever, and Mario Maker and Project Guard have gone from first half 2015 to 2015 in general.
No!
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't holding my breath on either of those. But
what is Project Guard?
It's like a, what does they describe it as? It's like a security, you're in charge of like a security system type game. I guess Miyamoto was like showing it at E3 last year.
Yeah.
So not, like you're doing shit with your gamepad, like you're in charge of cameras and a security system and all that. Like,
I just want Mario Maker.
I think we've talked about this before. Like, if it comes with levels, okay. Like Little Big Planet. I don't want, because I'm not going to be making the goddamn levels, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
Well, I guess I could just play other people's levels. That'd be cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for, is like just.
I don't have the time. It's not going to happen to make levels, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But I find it a little weird because, I mean, you would think that game is a tool set. Like, why does it take so long, you know? Should be done. Should be out there like next month.
They added in because I heard they added in Mario 2 and Mario 3 as aesthetic options. So, they're still building it out.
You could design any era of 2D Mario. Like you could do new Super Mario Brothers graphics. If you
right,
want.
Right.
Which is cool. Like you know that gets me a little more excited about the whole thing, but. Still, if this is like one of their major releases of the year, I have a little bit of worries. But and then just I thought these would be fun to throw out there, the free games of the month.
Yeah, to tell us what we're getting, free games.
PS4 is coming on or Sony in general is coming on pretty strong. You get Transistor, which I always wanted to try, so there you go. I don't know how to say this, Apotheon?
Yep. I'm more excited about that one than anything.
I am too.
Yeah, that looks cool. And PS3 gets Yakuza 4, Thief, and
Yakuza and Thief. I might have to bust out the PS3 just to download this.
I don't get why Thief is not like that should be PS4 free as well.
I know.
That is like a PS4 game essentially.
Probably because and I'm only speculating here. Is the PS4 retail library just isn't big enough yet?
I guess, but this, in general, once again, pretty strong month from.
It's true,
Sony.
Though. I mean, they pretty much just stuck with like $15 to $20 games. Like I haven't seen any big time games on PS4 just yet.
Still, it's. I mean, those are a couple ones. I have Rogue Legacy, but
yeah.
Transistor and Apotheon.
Xbox is getting iDarb. I'm really excited to play that. Really excited.
I don't know anything about it, but it's 2D, so I'll
download it. 2D soccer type. We should get a Battlefield Day or whatever you call it. Battle Night.
There. Yeah, I've heard good things about it. I have no idea what it is, though.
Yeah, that's it's all nuts. Xbox One
People
gets.
Can type hashtags into your game, and it'll change how your game plays and things like that. Like, It's pretty nuts.
Oh yeah, I did see. I think I saw a trailer or something for that.
Yeah, it's you should watch the Giant Bomb Crew. I think that it's non-premium, so.
Well, shit, yeah. It's gonna be free, so I will.
Yeah, it looks.
If you still have your 360 hooked up, you should all play Brothers.
I have that. I had that on PS3. I couldn't get into it.
You suck.
You hear that?
It was the whole, like...
You control them both with, like, because you control one character
with
one stick
and
the other character.
I think if I gave it another half hour, I probably would have gotten into it. But I was just like, whatever. Like, I didn't like the art style. Didn't care what was going on, really, so... But yeah, you get that and Sniper Elite.
Yeah.
Two.
The Sniper Elite games are alright. They're they have when you get a kill, like gives you the X-ray.
Oh yeah.
Zoom in. So it's, like they could get pretty brutal. It follows the trajectory of the bullet and
I like that.
It's way more fun when you're playing it as a because they also do the Sniper Elite Nazi Zombie Army games, which are all coming to PS4 and Xbox One in short order. Yep, right?
I was waiting.
It's going to be the Nazi Zombie Army Trilogy, because Nazi Zombie Army 3 will be with it for the low price of like $20 or something like that. So,
well... Let's just clear the game of the year out of the way for these guys.
The Hearts of Iron 4. Just throw that out there. Game of the year.
I was going to say, is that free?
No.
Got to pay for that one, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, well, I thought that space strategy game was going to be game of the year.
I mean, it'll be really good, but I think Hearts of Iron 4 is looking better. From what I've
seen
so far.
Pretty sure Kirby and the Rainbow Curse is going to be game of the year.
That game can eat it, literally. It
probably is going to eat it.
It's going to eat lots of things. Kirby sucks.
That is true.
Also true.
Kind of excited for The Witcher.
That game can be really good, too.
I'm pretty sure Zelda, though, in all honesty, will be game of the year.
Come on, Jeff. They did 16 hours of motion capture sex... For the Witcher,
yeah.
So I'm just
still
saying,
not buying it.
Game of the year.
That's all it takes.
Wait. You took a risk on Dragon Age, and
yeah,
like that.
But I have played all of Witcher 2, and I was just like, I don't get it. I don't see what everyone else sees in it. I guess like I just to me it's like. There's other games like that I like way more, so I don't know.
Okay.
Or I don't know like that, but like there's other big RPGs that I'd rather play than Witcher, you know? Fantasy RPGs.
Fair enough. Alright, well, we will be back next week.
Nah.
And we'll talk about some games we've been playing recently. Jeff, did you ever finish The Wolf Among Us?
No, I've only played the first two episodes. I like it a lot. I just I should probably play that.
Yeah, you should wrap it up.
I have it too. I should play it.
The way I'm playing it though is watching my girlfriend play, so it's kind of like when she has time, then I'll.
Okay.
But like, I was really engrossed in it by the end of episode two. Like, I really liked what was like the whole story was really good. So.
Yeah. Game of Thrones comes out. Episode 2 comes out next week, I believe.
They were cutting it close on that.
Yeah. Borderlands Episode 2 should be out at some point. Fozzie and I are both playing Dying Light. I played Valiant Hearts.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Tony was spot on about that game. we'll talk about that next week. That game is fantastic, though. Like,
it is.
If you get a chance to play it, you should.
Chris
really
needed
play.
A hug when it was over.
Wow, like that deck. Wow, just that. Like, I mean, and you don't the way that art style is. Like, you don't expect it to kind of hit you emotionally like it's... Oh, Jesus Christ, that is a dark ending.
Yes.
Fuck. Yeah.
Would you, like, eat your dog in it or something?
Yep. No. You do not eat your dog.
Hot dog.
No, we'll talk about it. I won't spoil it next week. We'll talk about it a little more next week. But if you get a chance, you should play that. It's really good.
Is it on the new systems or?
Yeah. It's on Xbox One.
Yeah.
Right. You'd like it, Hefe.
Maybe if
Jeff, I think you would like it.
Maybe they should make that for free instead of fucking bullshit I don't care about every month. I downloaded that fucking Worms game. I played that for like 5 minutes. I was like, this is awful, dude. What the fuck is this?
Wait, you don't like Worms?
I've never played Worms before, and it was like awful. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where you probably like have to put time into it to get it, but it was like, this sucks, dude.
You need other people to play with.
Oh, well.
Regardless. Like, seriously, like that game is at its best when you have like people and you pass the controller around and you're blowing them up like with your worms and their worms. And it's fantastic.
I also downloaded that Dark Dreams Don't Die game.
Yeah, that game was a lot of fun. You didn't like it?
I instantly deleted that as well. I was like, what the... Like, I played it for like 5 minutes. I was like, alright, whatever. Don't care. Like, I don't know. Then both of those games, it can be great games. It's just...
Do you have a 5 minute test for anything that's...
No!
Like 5 minutes done?
I have very limited time, so I was like, alright.
Apparently.
D4 is fantastic. You really, like, just have to... I don't even know. If you didn't like it right from the beginning, I can't help you.
Yeah, it was just, like, weird.
Because, like, it does control a little bit weird, but that game is so goofy and, like, off the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting that much. But, like, just right at the beginning, you're, like, standing in, like, a fucking... I don't know, it was a cemetery or something, and it was like, you could rotate your character and, like, point at things. I was like, oh, no, I ain't fucking with these controls. See ya.
Were you playing with a controller, or...?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's the other thing. At first, it was like, it was,
It wants you to play with as the Kinect game.
Yeah, it wanted me to do that, and I was like, I don't like this. And then I figured out a way to switch it to just using the controller, and then by that point I was just like, I'm going to delete this. I'm going to go play some Call of Duty.
That
Powered up.
That game is so goofy. But I really like adventure games anyway, but that game's insane. And I'm going to play another adventure game, Life is Strange. Actually already downloaded. I'll be playing that tomorrow. It's a new Square Enix adventure game, so I'll be talking about that next week. So we'll have games to talk about.
Yeah. I won't.
All the games.
Yeah. Maybe Fozzie and I will play some co-op in Dying Light and see how that is.
Ooh, yeah.
So, Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.